弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
那我们今天往往是我们结束的时候在跟网上的弟兄姊妹说打招呼。那我们今天反过来一下，因为我觉得每次都匆匆忙忙的。那不如我们现在在这个聚会开始，我们就请网弟兄姊妹把镜头打开，大家打个招呼好吗？
Let's switch things around. Let's say hi to the people that are connected over the web. Now instead of after the message.
哎，建姊妹你好。这是宋慧的妈妈。安姊妹你好。
你好。
这是我爸妈。好，大家都打招呼。好，那我你们先打个镜头，我祷告完之后你们可以把镜头关掉啊，好吧。好，我祷告啊。
亲爱
的主耶稣，我们实在感谢你。
Dear Lord Jesus, we really thank you.
让众弟兄姊妹可以来一起拨饼来纪念你。
That our brethren and sisters can come together to break bread and remember you.
实在在饼杯的聚会里面，我们被你的心摸着。
Truly in our gathering, our hearts are touched by you.
看到你为我们就是受伤，为我们受死。
Seeing how you were pierced for us, how you died for us.
最后我们也实在有个凭着感恩的心再一次归到你的面前。
So now we have a peaceful and thankful heart to give to you.
真是今天我们一同来到主面前聆听你的话。
Come before our Lord to listen to your words.
主求你鉴察我们的心。
May you test and examine our hearts.
让我们真是来到主面前都从献上那亚伯的蒙你悦纳的祭。
May we have when we come before you, we give the sacrifice of confidence in you.
Give the sacrifice of Abel.
Oh, sacrifice of Abel and not Cain.
我们是选的是头生的上好的羊羔献给你。
And we would find the first fruits, the firstborn of the lamb for you.
让你是不光是悦纳我们的祭物，也悦纳我们每一个人。
Accept our offering, accept each of us.
也求你帮助孩子，帮助张恒弟兄。
Please help myself and Harry.
让我们在一起在这里传讲你话语的时候，让我们成为你的运河。
So as we share your words together, we can mix up together.
让we become the channel of you, and 让我们可以就是能够把你上面的活水的江河能够带给每一个在座的弟兄姊妹。
May you also bring the living waters to all who are seated here.
让这个干旱的地能够得到滋润。
So that the dry ground can receive water.
让这个你是在沙漠开道路，在旷野开江河的。
That you open a road in the desert and you open a stream in the wilderness.
你也必在我们干燥这个没有结果的土壤中开启你的道路来。
You open up a road in the place where soil does not bear any fruit.
主也真是愿你用着每一个弟兄姊妹。
And may you use each brother and sister.
让我们在主里面能够刚强壮胆。
To help us to be strong and very courageous.
让我们能够忘记背后努力面前的。
That we can forget what is behind and strain toward the front.
向着我们耶稣基督来奔跑。
To run toward our Lord Jesus Christ.
让我们更多的愿意认识你。
That we may be more willing to know you.
也被你得着。
And to be gained of you.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. 好，网上的弟兄，你可以打，一直打着，你可以把它关掉都可以啊。那我们请我们帮我们这个 PowerPoint 放到第一页，好不好
？Let's take the PowerPoint to page one. Those of you online, if you rather not have your cameras on, it's not required.
那这是我第三次分享"刚强壮胆"这个题目。
This is the third time that I'm going to share the topic of being strong and courageous.
那我想在这个时候，大家已经对"刚强壮胆"这个词的意思和来源 可能比较了解了。
I think by now everyone should be pretty familiar with the origins of the word strong and courageous.
那这个我再重复一遍，就再啰嗦一下。
So let me repeat it again, just to repeat myself.
刚强就是被神抓住的意思。
To be strong is to be held by our Lord, to be seized and have a hold by our Lord.
那个这个壮胆呢，就是在我们最软弱、觉得最不可能的情况下。
Courageous is in the situation of when you are the most vulnerable and weak.
我们还选择相信神，抓住神。
At which point we choose to latch on to our Lord.
那在这个刚强壮胆这个词在用的最多的地方就在约书亚记第一章。
The chapter in the Bible where these two words are used the most is in Joshua 1.
那我们翻到下一页。
Let's go to the next page.
好，我们一起读一下这一章的第六节到第九节。
Let's look at Joshua chapter 1:6-9.
你当刚强壮胆，因为你必使这百姓承受那地为业，就是我向他们列祖起誓应许赐给他们的地。只要刚强，大大壮胆，谨守遵行我仆人摩西所吩咐你一切的律法，不可偏离左右，无论往哪里去，都可以顺利。
Be strong and courageous, for you shall give this people possession of the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous. Be careful to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, so that you may achieve success wherever you go.
这里面这个你是就是跟约书亚所说的。
The you refers to Joshua.
那我们接读下一页。第八节到第九节，这律法书不可离开你的口，总要昼夜思想，好使你谨守遵行这书上所写的一切话。如此，你的道路就可以亨通，凡事顺利。我岂没有吩咐你吗？你当刚强壮胆，不要惧怕，不要惊慌，因为你无论往哪里去，耶和华你的神必与你同在。
Verse 8 and 9. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will achieve success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified nor dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go.
大家知道我今天是不是讲约书亚记？
You should know that my verses today is not from Joshua.
那我用这段是给大家一个图画。
I utilize these nine verses to give everyone a picture.
那在微信上我发给大家说我需要大家读哈该书。
You know, WeChat, I sent a message to everyone for everyone to read the book of Haggai.
和撒加利亚书第一章。
And Zechariah chapter 1.
我不晓得有没有读，如果你没有读的话，回去需要读一下。
I don't know if anyone got a chance to read it, but if you have it, you need to check it out.
那如果你这次回去读，你请把哈该书再读一下，撒加利亚书从第一章读完之后再读第三章。
So I would ask that you read the book of Haggai in its entirety, and then for Zechariah, specifically chapters 1 and 3.
好，那我们翻到下一页。
Next page.
我用这个图来解释一下刚刚约书亚记的第一章第六节到第九节。
Let me explain verses 6-9 from Joshua 1 using this picture.
这是什么？这是四乘一百米接力那个接力的交棒的那一个刹那间。
So what's this picture? This is the 4x100 relay race. And a picture of the interchange.
我不晓得在座谁跑过四乘一百米接力。
I don't know who has run or actually competed in a relay race.
Okay. 都不错。这个接力的时候，你跑是很重要，速度是很重要的。
When you're relaying from one runner to another one, both runners' speeds are very important.
最重要的是这个接棒这一步。
But more importantly is the one who is taking the baton during the relay.
就是你接棒好和不好, 两队之间的差距, 除了本身跑的速度之外,
the success of taking on the baton, other than the speed of both runners,
这个接棒的时候, 可能是决定你胜败的一个很关键的一部分。
That specific relay action oftentimes determine the outcome of the race.
如果你跑过了，你知道接棒的时候，不是说你跑到了时候，那个人站在那里把棒接过来继续跑。
You should know that the person who is taking the baton from the previous runner is not standing still when she takes it.
而是差不多那个人跑到的时候，前面个人就开始往前跑。
It's right. It's before the forerunner approaches that the successor starts running.
差不多在10米的距离内,
I'd say when the first runner is 10 meters away.
就是说前面就是接棒这个人跑到速度基本上达到他最快速度的时候,
the receiver will have to use that moment to get up to speed similar to that of the other runner.
前一棒的这个选手要把棒在那个时候交给他,
the one who is handing it off will give the baton over at that moment.
他接棒可以是手心放上接,
can put her palm upwards,
也可以手心放下接,
or downwards when she's getting it. If you've competed officially, you know how that works.
不管怎么接，你要接到之后就往前跑。
Either way, you have to grab onto it and then continue running.
如果是熟练的运动员,
those who are seasoned athletes,
他们是完全的相信彼此。
They have complete confidence with each other.
前面那个人只要把手伸到后面,
as soon as whoever is reaching to him or her back,
他眼睛不需要看后面的运动员,
he doesn't need to even look back to the other athlete.
他只要按照他的速度往前跑,
he will have to run at the speed of the other person.
当那个棒碰到他手的时候,
when the baton is touched,
他就把他完全抓住,
she'll grab onto it,
就是往前跑,
and then keep running.
那前面送棒的那位选手,
and the guy who is giving away the baton,
当他也是在他最高的速度把他交下的时候,
also at that moment where she or he is at her highest speed,
他就把棒松开,
that's when she lets go.
完全的相信前面就是他接棒的运动员往前跑,
with utter confidence that the person in front will continue the race.
所以这里有一个抓和松,
so there is an action of grasping and loosening.
这就是 约书亚，摩西教给约书亚的，这里面的刚强壮胆。
This is an analogy to the strength and courage of Moses and Joshua.
那在刚强壮胆的这里面，在约书亚记第一章的6到9节之间，总共讲了3次。
The word bold and the word strong and courageous in Joshua 1:6-9 was mentioned 3 times.
第一次讲你当刚强壮胆。
First time it says you should be strong and courageous.
第二次讲你只要刚强，大大壮胆。
Second time, only be strong and very courageous.
第三次讲你当刚强壮胆，不要惧怕，不要惊慌。
Third time is verse 9 where it says be strong and courageous, don't be terrified or dismayed.
这就像4乘100米接力赛一样。
That is not unlike the 4x100 relay race.
三次讲到刚强壮胆。
Three times it mentioned strong and courageous.
就是3次接棒的时间.
Three moments of passing of the baton.
所以400米接四个运动员三次接棒，不是40接棒，三次接棒.
So four chunks of 100 meter race. That's three handovers, not four.
第一个第一棒是讲到我们的身体.
The first relay is talking about our body.
我们身体要立刻,
our body must be instant.
神跟约书亚说, 你跟你的百姓要立刻前行, 不要拖。
You will move onward immediately.
脚要踏在所应许之地上。
Don't delay, your foot has to stand in the promised land.
因为我前面的所有的地都为你们预备好了。
Because everything has been prepared for you in that way.
现在你们要做一个选择。
Now you have to make a choice.
就是一个 智慧的一个选择
，a wise choice，
胜过你们里面所有的逻辑
，that transcends all your logic in your mind，
胜过你们从前所有的经验
，that overcomes， transcends all the experiences that you have。
只是因为神所命令的，所以你们就应当这样做。
It's just that because, simply because God commanded it, you shall do it.
上周的那个讲员经常用一个关键词 keyword 来说。
Last week, our brother, I think Wayne, used a very, used a common keyword.
He always used keyword. Yeah.
Oh, he always uses a keyword in every verse.
所以呢，我学他。
So let me learn from that.
这里面第一个 keyword 关键词是当。
First keyword.Is when?
Yeah, no, you should.
Oh, you should.
You should. Yeah. 第二个是你只要刚强，大大壮胆。
Secondly, is only be strong and very and courageous.
Yeah. 那其中你要遵行律法。
In there, you have to obey the commands.
默想神的律法。
You have to meditate on it.
所以你可以继续承受神的保护和祝福。
So that you can continue to receive the fulfillment and protection of God.
这里面好像是有条件的。
There seems to be a condition here.
因为我们需要做一个另外一个选择。
Because we have to make another choice.
不光是神已经成就了应许了。
Whether God has already fulfilled the promise.
而是我们走每一步路。都要跟神有一个亲密的交通，遵行他的话。
Or each step that we take, we have to have a close relationship with him and obeying him.
只有在这样的条件下，神才可以继续来保守我们，祝福我们。
It is only in those two conditions that God will protect
and sustain us. 所以这里要另外一个关键词是只要。
The other key word is only.
其他的不需要。
Others are not necessary.
你只要对主的话忠心。
Only do those things to be.
其他的都不需要。
To be faithful to God's words, everything else is less important.
第三个说，你当刚强壮胆，不要惧怕，不要惊慌。
Third one comes from verse 9. Be strong and courageous. Don't be terrified or dismayed.
这里继续说，主要亲自的带领我们，祝福我们。
It continues to say that the Lord Himself will be with. The people wherever they go.
进到迦南之地，你脚所踏的地都是你的。
Upon reaching Canaan, everything that you step on will be yours.
但是前面是有仇敌的，是有阻挠的。
But there are enemies and obstacles in the way.
但是我要带领你胜过这一切。
But I will help you conquer all of them.
他们是又高又大的人民。
They are strong and tall people.
但是你们不要惧怕，也不要惊慌。
But don't be afraid, don't be dismayed.
这里的关键词是不要。
The key word here is don't.
所以三个关键词是什么？考一下。第一个。
What are the three words? Three key words?
当啊，生活。第二个。啊，只要是吧？第三个，不要啊。
So、should only and do not.
OK， 好。
Three key words.
下一个。
Next page.
哎呀。我直接忘掉了一个关于神性情的东西啊，那下次我再说啊。那个这里面复习一下哈该书和撒加利亚书的历史背景。
There was another slide I want to go over, but I'll save that for next time. But this slide is a timeline of the Haggai.
好，上次我提过，再复习一下。我们说这个受贝罗归回的70年有两个70年。
So let me go over again. There are two sets of 70 years between being captured by Babylon and coming back.
你可以这么算，从他被第一次被掳开始和第一次归回开始，中间是70年。
Between the first,
the first time
they were、
yeah.
taken captive, and the first time they returned is 70 years.
那从第三次最后一次被掳和他们最后建殿结束。中间也是70年。
Between the last capture and when they finished rebuilding the temple, that's another 70 years.
对，就是他最后第一次的回归之后，第一次逾越节，那也是70年。
So it was at 70 years was when they went back for the first time for Passover.
Yeah. 那中间他们，你看中间那个第二个一个 橘色的第一次归回那里是538年或者39年之间。
So between the year 539, 538 and the orange section on the right.
那塞鲁士王要可以批准他们回去。
It was Cyrus, the Persian, who were willing to sign an edict for the Jews to return.
他们回去就开始建殿，在538年的时候开始建殿。
So around 538, they started rebuilding the temple.
因为各种的原因，在535年，在下面那个蓝色的那个第一个蓝色的，他们建殿就停止了。
For a handful of reasons, by 3 years later, in 535 BC, they stopped their work.
对，差不多两三年的时间。
About 3 years.
那十五年之后。
15 years after that.
那就是哈该和撒加利亚书开始写的时候。
Is the start of the writing of the book of Haggai and Zechariah.
差不多在520年的时候，公元前520年，他们要恢复建殿。
It was around 520 BC when they started up rebuilding the temple again.
那他们多久的时间把建殿建完呢？
So how long did it take for them to complete it?
3.5年的时间。
3.5 years.
所以跟主耶稣在地上服事的时间是一样的时间。
So the time that took is, incidentally, is the same time that Jesus spent in his missionary journey when he was preaching, when Jesus was on the world.
好，我们翻到下一页。
Next page.
这是上次我所分享的。
This is what I shared last time.
他们哈该书开始，哈该先知哈该就提醒他们。
Right from the start, the prophet Haggai warned them.
第一个要警，你们要省察自己的行为。
You have to consider your ways.
是不是我们现在生活的一切跟本身神的呼召是相符合的？
Is our way of life commensurate with the calling of God?
经过15年之后，他们没有再建殿。
For 15 years, they didn't build the temple.
他们回来是为了建殿。
They came back for the express purpose of rebuilding it.
但是他们却用建殿的材料盖自己的房屋。
But instead, they used the material for building the temple on their own goods.
他们在偷窃神的财物。
They were stealing.The materials of God.
第一个就是要省察他们的行为。
First is to consider their ways.
经过这个哈该的提醒，在6月20号的时候，那第二年是那个大力乌王的第二年啊，那是6月1号，那是跟我们二女儿的生日一天啊，6月1号。
So the first one, consider your ways, was June 1st, during the time of Darius. That's the same day as my daughter's birthday.
那这些百姓就悔改，6月24号开始，他们开始建殿。
So 23 days later, on the 24th, the people, they started working on the house of God.
在一个月之后，在7月20号的时候
，About a month after that,
他们发觉建殿不是那么容易的。
They realized that building the temple is not so simple.
虽然他们说我们愿意开始建。
Even though they said we're willing to start it.
是他们人力、物力、政治的环境、国际的环境都不允许。
Because of their people, the people, the political reasons, and all kinds of neighboring nations, the condition was not ideal.
重建是一个漫长艰苦的过程。
To rebuild is a long and difficult process.
不会马上就出结果的。
No instant result.
15年前，他们开始就放弃了。
15 years before this attempt, they gave up.
重新开始是一个更艰难的事情。
Restarting the same effort is even more difficult.
你知道吗？在我们中间的陶伯伯
，You know, in our gathering, our brother Tao.
在15年前，他每个周五走到教会为教会开门。
15 years ago, he came into the church every week.To open the door for the church.
15 years 之后，老人家已经不能再走到教会里来。
Been 15 years, he can no longer do that.
我们纪念他，我知道陶伯伯、陶伯母都在身体上特别出了一些状况，我们好好为他们祷告。
We remember, on the one hand, we remember their labor, but also know that they have physical ailments, we should pray for them.
在我们中间15年，许多孩子出生。
Among us, also. In the last 15 years, many kids were born.
但是今天并没有，还没有长成。
But today, they have not yet grown to men and women.
我们还没有办法把一些的服事交给他们。
They're not fully grown, and we can't give them all kinds of different services to perform.
15年前，我们家住在这个新泽西的中部。
15 years ago, we lived in Central Jersey.
那时候，我太太经常说，在我们家如果开放的话。
At that time, my wife told me, if our home is to be open for gatherings,
如果有50个慕道友来我们家聚会，没有问题。
If there are 50 gospel seekers or gospel friends, no problem.
在我们家也常常有这样的聚会。
There were actually some meetings like this.
15年前，少林姊妹在我们谭春娟姊妹在南部，我们一起查经。
So during that time, 15 years ago, our sister Ling Xiao gathered at my house in Central Jersey too.
我们那时候她还很小，这个张恒还很小，没结婚。
At the time, I wasn't there. I was in the meeting.
15年前，我们周五可以周三聚会，周五可以跑回来聚会。
So on Wednesday, we gathered at my house over there, and then 2 days later on Friday, we came to the Friday night Bible study.
15年后，我们这些壮年人。
Us group of strong, capable people 15 years ago.
15年前没那么多白头发。
I know that our brother Song did not have as much gray hair 15 years ago.
昨天我还没梳好头发，我儿子说，你头发怎么白了那么多？
Yesterday, before I combed my hair, my son said, you're very salt and pepper.
15年后，我们身体真的不如人了。
Compared to 15 years ago, our bodies are really not as good.
我们实在没有办法像从前帮人搬家了。
We can no longer help other people move without thinking about it for a little bit.
15年后我们再开始重建是一个更不容易的事情。
It is more difficult to rebuild after 15 years later.
所以这里面说的刚强壮胆，三次的刚强壮胆对约书亚说的。
So the thrice warn, The three-time encouragement to Joshua to be strong and courageous.
是我们身心灵三次的三个地方的刚强壮胆。
That is our body, soul, and spirit three times.
这一切虽然我们比以前软弱了许多。
All these things, even though they are weaker than they used to be.
但是建造神的殿的不是我们。
But building the temple of God is not based on our strength.
而是神他自己。
But God himself.
好，我们下一页。
Next page.
好，今天又讲到我们今天所讲的主题。
Let me go to what I want to go over today.
重建日记二，转向我。
That is the journal of rebuilding and turn to me.
Yeah. 好，我们再下一页。
Page after that.
刚刚在报告的时候已经打出这段经文说你们要转向我，我就转向你们。
This phrase, this passage was brought up earlier, where it says, "Return to me, and I'll return to you."
在我刚刚说过，万事实在开头难，重新开头是更难。
As I said earlier, starting anything new is hard, but resume anything is even harder.
他们工作刚刚开始的时候
，When they first started working，
这些以色列人就遇到许多许多的难处。
These Israelites faced many difficulties。
所以这在八月，不是八月二号，而是第二年八月的时候。
So it's not August 2nd, it's the August of the second year。
八月的里面，神一直向这个先知说话。
Our Lord kept speaking to the prophet。
而且这个先知不断的用这句话，这些话来鼓励这些百姓们。
The prophet kept using these words to encourage the people.
你们要转向神。
You must return to the Lord.
所以神才会转向你们。
So that the Lord will return to you.
我们是否有个愿意的心来到神的面前？
Do we or do we not have a willing heart to come before the Lord?
这是我问大家一个第一个问题。
This is my first question to you.
你来到神面前有没有一个愿意的心？
When you come to God, are you coming willingly?
第二个问大家的问题。
Second question.
你的衣裳是否是洁白的？
Is your clothes clean?
你的衣裳是否是洁白的？
Is your clothes spotless?
你来到主的面前是是不是披着耶稣基督的义袍来到主的面前
？Are you clothed with the righteous robe of Christ when you come here？
今天一早的时候，我好像睡不着。
Early morning, I couldn't sleep today.
我就突然就问思琳。
So I asked my wife suddenly.
我说思琳有一个弟兄啊，叫什么名字来？你记得吗
？I said, wife, what's that brother's name again? I can't remember.
那个弟兄高高大大的，是一个做一个建筑师的，后来奉献给主了。
He's big and strong. He was an architect, and then he gave himself for the Lord.
他在校园海外校园那个团契里，是那个弟兄是谁
？He was in the campus ministry. Who was he?
吕永志，对对，后来我们也想起来了。
Some other brother you.
他经常他。来的时候经常做一个打油丝，你不知道大家记不记得？
打什么？
就是一个a poem, a small poem.
Yeah. Oh, he came and had a small poem.
我不记得他诗写了什么。
I don't know what the contents. I don't remember what the contents.
我记得 content 不记得他那每词写的每句话写的。
Oh, I remember the general gist, but I don't remember each word.
他基本上就是说我们基督徒来到教会里是虚假。
He pretty much said that for the most part, when Christians come to church, they are doing a hypocrisy.
像一个狼，像一个疯狗。
Hypocritically, at home, we are like wolves and wild dogs.
来到教会里，把羊皮披在身上。
When we come to church, we put on a new face. Or
出了教会门，再把羊皮脱下来。
As soon as we leave, we take away that facade again.
照样骂孩子，照样骂老婆。
To scream at your kids, at your wife, or to your husbands.
在家里没有和睦。
No unity in the home.
所以我今天问大家一个问题：你穿着今天我们是不是披戴着耶稣基督
？So I ask every one of you, when we are here today, are we clothed with Jesus Christ?
这里撒加利亚也先知也提醒这些百姓们。
Zechariah here also reminds the people.
神在等候着我们。
The Lord is waiting.
他救恩的原则是这样子。
His old Testament's principle is like this.
他的 salvation, principle of salvation 是这样子。
Principle of salvation is like that.
他施恩的原则也是这样子。
His principle for imputing blessing is also the same.
他把一切都预备好了。
He has prepared all things.
但是需要一个愿意的人来领受。
But it requires willing people to take them.
他在等待我们转向他。
He's waiting for us to turn to him.
他不会，他借着环境会引导我们。
Through the environment, he will lead us.
但是把最后这个转向神的抉择交给你，交给我。
But the volition of returning to the Lord still belongs to us.
神工作的原则也是这样子。
God's principle of working is also the same.
神建造的原则也是同样。
Principles for building is also the same.
你要神建造，你必须有个愿意的心来到主的面前。
You want God to build you up or build the temple, you return to Him.
还要很重要一点，我们不要轻看神的审判。
And also, do not look lightly upon the judgment of God.
神是烈火，他是轻慢不得的。
God is a consuming fire; you can't quench Him.
我们应该从前失败的经验的教训里面吸取教训。
We should take our experience and the lessons learned from past failures to the present.
不可以重蹈覆辙，在现在同样的罪里面。
Don't repeat and fall into the same sinful traps.
从前以色列人不断的犯一样的罪。
We know that Israel sinned again and again and again.
如果你看教会的历史，说教会基督徒们也不断犯同样的错误。
In the same way, you look at the history of the church. Again, we're sinning. Time after time.
神可以有无尽的忍耐。
God has unlimited patience.
但是在同样的时间，他有他的时间。
At the same time, he has his moment.
他有他的主权。
He has his authority.
他的工作可以选择我们去进行。
His work, he can choose us to do them.
也可以在他的主权里面不需要用我们继续来进行。
Or maybe in his authority or providence, he won't use us.
在一切事上都有他自己的主权。
In all things, he has that authority.
所以在这里面，我们当他们重新建造的时候
，So here when they went back to rebuild,
经过一个月
，After a month,
几乎他们把从前十五年前之前建造的那个根基上上面的尘土垃圾都除掉了。
They had removed within that short period of time all the gunk and the garbage on top of the foundation they laid 15 years ago.
根基开始显露出来。
The foundation was revealed.
那时候主说我要来祝福你们。
It was at that time when the Lord said, I will bless you.
我要来祝福你们。
I'm going to bless you.
从今天开始我要来祝福你们。
Starting today, I'm going to bless you.
在这时候神跟借着撒该书在9月24号的时候再一次的向他们说你们要追想你们要问要追想翻到下一页谢谢
So it's at this time we go back to Haggai in chapter 2
this page
oh I'm here
10 to 19
So Haggai 2 10 to 19 is when the Lord told them toAsk and consider.
那我请那个帮我打一下啊，哈该书第二章的十节到十九节，我不读啊，因为时间的原因。
Because of time, we're going to turn to Haggai 2:10-19, but I'm not going to read it.
我举个例子，我这件衣服。
One example, my shirt right now.
我今天讲到是一个应该一个比较神圣的一个服饰，是不是？
Since I'm preaching today, I should be very, very dressed up, shouldn't I?
比如说，这是一个比较神圣的服饰。
Let's say, let's pretend this is a very holy and a very monumental service.
是不是因为我站在这个讲台这里?
Is it because I'm physically standing on this podium?
我这件的白衬衫,
this white shirt that I'm wearing,
就会变得比较圣洁,
will become holier because of it?
会不会?
Will it?
不会嘛?
Not at all.
对不对?这里讲到他说跟那哈该对百姓说你们看那些衣服是不是因为装着圣物装着圣物装着圣饼他们就会变得那些衣服就变得圣洁了呢
The Lord said through the prophet, you know, if somebody wearing their clothes and accidentally touches some consecrated things, does their clothes become holy?
你问那些律法师会不会变成圣洁?
You ask the lawmakers, or I mean the scribes,Is that so? They all say no.
Carol 问你个问题啊，今天中午吃什么？
Question for our sister Carol, what's for lunch?
不知道，今天他没报告吃什么。
Wasn't announced what we're having today.
比如说我们今天中午吃糖醋排骨。
Let's say we're eating sweet and sour ribs or something.
如果这个糖醋排骨落在我的白衬衫上。
If this rib falls onto my shirt.
我的白衬衫会不会脏？
Is my white shirt going to be, you know, tainted?
一定会脏的，对不对？
Certainly it will.
那这里下一个问题就是说，如果你们这群人这些衣裳碰到污秽的时候，碰到死的时候，这个衣裳会不会变成污秽？
In the same way, when your clothes touches something filthy or dead, will it be?
一定会变成污秽的。
Will it become filthy?
再说一遍，白衬衫碰到圣洁的东西不会变成圣洁。
Let me say it again. White shirt touching something holy will not make the shirt holy.
白衬衫碰到脏的东西一定会变脏。
White shirt touching something dirty will become dirty.
弟兄姊妹们，你们参加很多的聚会。
Brothers and sisters, you attend many meetings.
也很多读很多的圣经。
You read much Bible.
也祷告了很多。
You prayed a lot.
这些东西会不会让你变成圣洁？
Do these things make you holy in of themselves?
不会。虽然他们都很好，可以帮助我们来到的圣洁的主面前。
Not necessarily, even though they help us understand and take us before God.
如果这里面没有主，只有宗教的行为，这一切都不会变，让你变得更加的圣洁。
If God is not here, all these things we just mentioned will not make you holy.
但是今天晚上你回家看一个黄色的电影。
But tonight, if you go back home and watch pornography,
你会不会变成污秽？
Are you going to be defiled?
你一定变成污秽。
For sure, you will be defiled.
这就是哈该书的警戒。
That is the main idea of Haggai.
所以说你们要问那些律法师。
So you are to ask those scribes.
你应该如何来到主的面前。
How should you come to the Lord?
当根基被显露出来的时候。
When the foundation is revealed.
当神的殿开始重建的时候。
When the God's temple is being rebuilt.
谁配?
Who is worthy?
没有一个人配。
None of them.
但是这里面主再一次的鼓励哈该，鼓励这些百姓们。
Nevertheless, the Lord here encourages Haggai and the people.
让他们重新的思想得到智慧。
So that they can consider and ask for wisdom.
为什么你们努力是事倍功半？
Why is it that you labored and strained, but you only got a quarter of your efforts?
是什么原因？
Why?
为什么你的追求，但是没有果子出来？
Why are you chasing after the fruit, but there's no fruit?
是什么原因？
Why?
我想我跟弟兄姊妹有些不是那么，刚刚我说黄色电影那么清楚的一些事情，做一个例子。
Maybe it's not something so crystal clear or straightforward as something like pornography.
在我们侍奉主上的三件事上，我想我们需要经历主的光照和宝血的洁净。
There are three things I can think of that when we go before the Lord to do.
就是我们一起侍奉主，跟我们息息相关的事情。
That are very important. That's when we serve God and things that are very relatable.
第一个就是我们人际的关系。
First is the interpersonal relationship.
我们一起服侍的时候，自然就会有朋友。
When we serve together, naturally we will have service friends.
我们在主里面应该都是朋友。
In Christ, we should all be friends.
但是如果这个朋友成我们在一起服侍中的一些的障碍，或者遮我们眼睛的时候，我们要在主里面求主来帮助我们。
If this so-called friend becomes our obstacle or problem during service, we should ask the Lord for help.
不然我们就会在一些的决定上，就在一些模糊了我们的眼睛。
Otherwise, in certain decisions that we make during service, our eyes might be made unclear or dull.
有时候你在帮助你的朋友的时候。
Sometimes when we're helping our brothers and sisters when serving,
就会有一些 favoritism 或者 impartial 不公平的一些的帮助和决定。
We might have the propensity to be impartial or have show some kind of favoritism.
当你有一些朋友来利用你的朋友来帮助你一些决定的时候。
So when you have your friend make certain decisions for you,
You can get help from them easily. You know that, right? 在这个时候
you know who you can get help from most easily.
所以基督如何在世上有很多很多他的朋友。
So Christ in the world, he has all kinds of friend.
有很多很多他的跟随者。
Many disciples, followers.
但是他在跟他的朋友之间的关系上，对于神来说是绝对的。
In his relationship with all his friends is absolute in front of God.
他不会因为他的家人、他的友情阻挡他的对他的所有的决定。
He's not going to let his family and friends influence his decisions before God.
他的应该是阿姨求他让他的雅各和约翰让他坐在他的左边、右边，他德国的时候。
The sons of thunder wanted their mom, I think. The aunt to tell Jesus to let them sit in his new kingdom on the left and right hand side.
但是主说这个决定不在乎我，那是父来决定的。
But Lord Jesus said, "This is not my decision to make. It belongs to the Father."
第二个我们小心的，我们是不是受欢迎的那个人
？Second thing we have to consider is, are we a welcoming person? Are we a welcoming person?
在整个这个社交的网站或者等等里面，都是一个大家都要变成一个 influencer 影响人的人。
So in the circle of social media, everyone strives to be an influencer.
在慢慢我们服侍的时候，发觉我们也成为一个 influencer.
When we serve, sometimes we find ourselves seeking to be in the position of influencer.
那我们是不是受别人欢迎这件事情，有的时候我们肉体里面也会在乎的。
Are we accepted? Are we welcomed by other people? Sometimes we look heavily upon this.
在主耶稣在世上的时候，他很受欢迎。
When Jesus was in the world, he was very welcomed.
但发觉这些受欢迎影响他在主里面服侍的时候，他就退到旷野的里面。
But when he realized this the welcoming party was influencing his real duties with the Lord, he withdrew.
第三个就是权力。
Third is the authority.
权力这件事是一个很存在又不存在的一个东西。
The word, when we talk about authority, it is something that is there, but at the same time, it's not.
我不晓得大家有没有应用过权力。
Don't know if anyone has exercised their authority.
在公司里经常会碰到。
In companies, where we work, we encounter this all the time.
现在我在这个上班的公司里面, 在另外一个部门里面有一个跟我同一天雇进来的一个人。
There's a person who, in another department at the company I worked on, who was hired on the same day as me.
他就是特别的去愿意争权力的一个人。
He is someone who craves authority.
到处去抓权。
He wants to be in charge of all kinds of things.
到处去制造一些的情况让他可以有权。
He wants to stir up certain situations so that he could exercise his authority.
在我们新上马的一个项目里面, 到现在的时候, 这个周五开会的时候,
Between when we started a new project until last Friday when we had a meeting,
那我们开始这叫 soft launch, 开始给大家可以使用了。
We had a soft launch, in other words, we could have people start using the app.
大家跟他说, 这件事情, 不在你的管辖之内, 在另外的人管辖里面。
People told this guy that this project or this phase is not under your control, it's under somebody else's.
那他的选择就是什么呢?
So what was his choice in hearing that?
这件事情我要完全洗手, 跟我没关系。
So he instead turned around and said, okay, I have nothing to do with this.
都跟我没关系。
No part of this thing is related to me or can be pinned to me.
这是事实上对于权力的一些的处理的方法。
This is certain typical ways of dealing with the topic of authority in the world.
我们要小心,
we have to be
服侍主的时候, 我们的权力的使用,
we have to be careful when we serve the Lord. We should be careful of the kind of authority we're exercising.
神给权柄在教会的里面,
the Lord gave certain authority to the church.
这个权柄就像我们宋辉弟兄刚开始读的腓立比书那个经文里面一样。
But just like this authority our brother saw read from Philippians,
这里的权柄是做仆人的权柄。
We have this authority here, the authority of a servant.
谁是我们的主?
Who is our master?
我们的主是我们的主。
Our Lord is our master.
他如何完全放弃他自己的世上的权柄。
He is able to set aside his own authority.
今天也需要我们放掉我们所有的权柄。
We then must be willing to set aside our authority.
那仆人有什么权柄呢?
What kind of authority do servants have?
仆人的权柄就是主人向他所说的话就是他的权柄。
His authority comes from the words that his master told him.
他不是靠因为主人说了比如说宋辉是仆人我也是仆人。
Let's pretend our brother Song and brother Paul here are both servants.
主耶稣比如说跟我说了一句话。
Let's say the Lord Jesus said something to me.
我跟宋辉说宋辉啊主耶稣跟我说了一句话所以你必须要听。
Said brother Song, our Lord Jesus said something to me, so you have to listen.
这不是在合理的用主耶稣给我们的。
That is not an appropriate usage of Lord's authority, the servant's authority.
怎么来使用呢?
How do we use it?
我们要一起来学习。
We have to learn together.
我们还在学习当中。
We're still learning.
在每一个事情上我们都需要放弃我们自己的权柄。
In all things, we have to let go of our own authority.
来彼此尊主为大。
To see Lord as the highest.
我是绝对看宋辉比我强。
I definitely see Brother Song as the better of us two.
当他们9月24号的时候,
In September 24,
还有一周啊, 9月24号,
we are
a week from now. 是我们社区服事的时候, 9月24号, 在当时的9月24号的时候,
so at on September 24th, at that second year,
根基显露,
foundation was revealed.
神说我要今天祝福你们。
God said, I will bless you today.
今天看看我们这里聚会的地方,
Let's look at our gathering in this place.
23年的时候我们来到这里。23 years ago.
Oh, 23 years ago, we came here.
Came here. 我们重建这个会所。
We rebuilt this church building.
23年之后的今天。
23 years later today.
就是神对我们的呼召。
It's God's calling for us.
神对我们的责任。
Our responsibility before the Lord.
我们在他的生命里面，神的话里面。
So in his,
重新建造。
In his life, in his word, we are rebuilding.
在神的事工上要重新建造。
Rebuilding in Lord's building work.
弟兄姊妹要刚强。
In services and brothers and sisters need to be strong.
要大大的壮胆。
Have to be very courageous.
要只要刚强壮胆。
Only strong and only courageous.
不可惧怕。
Do not be afraid.
不可担忧。
Can't do not despair or be frightened.
单单的仰望我们的主。
Only lean and look at our Lord.
我们把再翻到下一页。
Let's go to the next page.
请你好吧，你就把撒迦利亚书的第三章打出来好吗？
Let's go to chapter 3 of Zechariah on the projector.
Okay. 这里面讲到一个大祭司这个约书亚。
Here it speaks of another Joshua the high priest.
在异象中撒迦利亚看到大祭司约书亚站在神的面前，再到神的使者的当中。
Here in a vision, Joshua stood among the angels of God.
撒旦也在他的右边。
Satan was standing on the right side.
向他作对。
Accusing him.
这里又有一副衣裳。
Here's another set of clothes.
这是大祭司的衣裳。
This is the clothing of the high priest.
本来是应该是圣洁的洁白的细麻衣。
It should be a robe of pure and holy, well, pure and holy robe.
但是约书亚的衣裳是污秽的。
But Joshua's clothes were filthy.
撒旦在责备他，在控告他。
Satan was blaming him, accusing him.
在神面前控告他。
In front of God.
但是这里神责备撒旦说。
We hear God rebuked Satan.
你不就是地火中的一根柴，抽出来的一根柴吗？
Sorry, yeah. He said, "Are you not?"
Verse two, the second part of verse two, last part of verse.
Oh yeah, yeah. So the Lord rebukes you, Satan, the Lord who have chosen Jerusalem. Is this not a man? Burning stick snatched from the fire.
但是约书亚的衣裳是污秽的。
But Joshua is dressed in filthy clothes.
神说把他穿上了华美的衣裳。
God said, "Take that off and put a clean robe."
把圣洁的冠冕戴在他的头上。
Give him a holy garment and turban onto him.
在第九节那里说。
Drop down to verse 9, it says.
哦，第八节，对不起。
8.
我来读这第八节、第九节、第十节。
So 8 to 10.
大祭司约书亚呀。你和坐在你面前的同伴都当听我指我的仆人大卫的苗裔发出。
Yeah, listen, High Priest Joshua, you and your associates seated before you who are men symbolic of things to come, I'm going to bring my servant the branch.
看啊，我在约书亚面前所立的石头，在一块石头上有七眼。万军之耶和华说，我要亲自的雕刻这石头，并要在一日之间除去这地上的罪孽。
See, the stone I have set in front of Joshua. There are seven eyes on that one stone. I will engrave an inscription on it, says the Lord Almighty, and I will remove the sin of this land in a single day.
当那日你们个人要请邻舍坐在葡萄树和无花果树下，这是耶和华万军之耶和华所说的。
In that day, each of you will invite your neighbor to sit on your vine and fig tree, declares the Lord Almighty.
这里面不断的在重复一个词，就是万军之耶和华。
Here, the phrase Lord Almighty is repeated over and over again.
他在一切事情上都有权柄。
He has authority over all things.
他要祝福谁就祝福谁。
He will bless who he wants to bless.
审判谁就审判谁。
He will judge who he judges.
用他在不改变的他的永远来带领我们。
In his unchangingness and in his eternal nature, leading us.
约书亚大祭司的衣服是污秽的。
Joshua the high priest, his robes were filthy.
即使圣殿被建造起来。
Despite the temple being built,
也没有人去献祭。
No one was to offer sacrifice.
管理神的家。
To manage God's house.
看守神的院宇。
To guard his courtyard.
那这个殿岂不是一个空的殿吗？
Is that temple not an empty temple then?
这个殿存在有什么真实的意义吗？
Why does the temple exist at all?
只有让神脱去我们那污秽的衣裳。
Only God who can take away our filthy robes.
穿上他的华美。
To be clothed in his beauty.
并戴上那洁净荣耀的冠冕。
And to be, to wear the clean and glorious crown.
这里面神给我们第二次的机会。
Here God gives us a second chance.
在第七节那里面，万军之耶和华如此说。
Back in verse 7, this is what the Lord Almighty says.
你若遵行我的道,
if you walk in obedience to me,
你若谨守我的命令,
if you keep my requirements,
你就可以管理我的家,
then you will govern my house,
看守我的院宇,
have charge of my courts,
我也要使你在这些站立的人中间来往,
and I will give you a place among these standing here.
谁来配服侍神的家?
Who is worthy of serving in God's house?
没有一个人配。
Not a single one.
但是神要洁净我们，神已经洁净我们。
But God will clean us, and he has cleaned us.
我们若愿意,
if we are willing,
遵守他的道,
obey his commands,
我们若愿意谨守他的命令,
to hold on to his precepts.
谨守他弟兄相爱、切实相爱的命令。
The command to truly, deeply love brethren.
谨守他耶稣基督是我们唯一根基的命令。
To obey the notion that Jesus Christ is our only foundation.
你就可以。
And you can.
我就可以。
And I can.
第九节那里面，
Verse 9.
看哪，我在约书亚面前所立的石头是一块有七眼的。
See the stone I've set in front of Joshua, there are seven eyes on that one stone.
建殿的根基，我们追想建殿根基的日子。
We chase after the days after the foundation of the temple.
可能是他们在所罗门建殿的时候那个根基。
Chased after probably the foundation of the days of Solomon.
可能是他们十五年之前所立的修补的那个根基。
Maybe it's the foundation, the kind of foundation they wanted to lay 15 years ago.
看起来没有什么，只是根基而已。
Doesn't seem like much, just foundation.
但是那所有的石头都是活的。
But every one of those stones is living.
石头有七个眼睛。
Each stone has seven eyes.
七个眼就是代表神的七灵。
The seven stones represents the seven spirits of God.
那是活石。
The living stone.
就像圣经彼得前书第二章所说的，主乃是活石。
It's as it says in 1 Peter chapter 2, the Lord is a living stone.
固然被人所弃，却是被神所拣选，所宝贵的。
The one that was rejected by human, but chosen by God. And precious.
他这位活石要亲自的检查。
This living stone will personally examine.
亲自的看到我们里面所有一切的隐情。
Personally, see the true condition.
哪些是不合主心意的东西？
True conditions of our hearts. What is not?
我们每一个个人就是在我们的当中也是一样。
That's even usable at the individual level.
万军之耶和华说，我要亲自雕刻这石头。
Lord Almighty said, I will personally inscribe this stone.
并要一日之间除掉这地的罪孽。
But in one day, remove the sins of the world.
这当然是预言耶稣基督他自己第一次来到。
That of course is an allusion to Jesus Christ's sacrifice and work of salvation.
他自 就像我们今天五十一首、五十三首的诗歌一样，他为我们受伤。
Just like in hymns 51, 53 today that we sang, he was pierced.
他为我们受鞭伤。
He was pierced for us.
穿上紫袍。
Wore the purple robe.
头戴上荆棘的冠冕。
His head was crowned with thorns.
被人唾弃。
Pierced and forsaken by men.
同样的，今天神把同样的经历要赏赐给你，给我。
In the same way, the Lord will give us similar kinds of experience.
这是我们每一个人和我们集体在主面前需要同时的十字架的经历。
That is the experience of the cross that we have to go through individually and corporately.
神如何让他儿子道成了肉身，成为人的样子，来亲自的雕刻他。
Lord has taken put his son in incarnate as man to personally inscribe these things.
今天我们得到他生命的人，神要同样的雕刻制造我们。
We who were reborn again have to sculpt the same way.
我们一切的错误，我们一切的罪，需要多久的时间能够除掉？
All of our mistakes, our sins, how long will it take to obliterate them?
需要一年？需要五年？
Year, 5 years?
需要等到我们主面前？
Until we see the Lord again?
圣经是讲得很清楚。
The Bible is very clear.
他一日之内之间要把它除去。
He says he will do it in one day.
这一日已经发生过，就是他为我们受死的时候。
That one day already happened. It's clear in the Bible. It's when he died for us.
今天弟兄姊妹们，我们需要刚强壮胆。
Us brothers and sisters, we must be strong and courageous.
我们最想那立根基的日子。
We most hope for the day of the foundation laying.
就是耶稣基督是我们的活石。
Is that Jesus Christ is our living stone.
把我们所有的信心连到那一日里面。
Put all of our confidence and link it to that day.
我们重新来建造。
To rebuild,
重新来开始。
To restart.
彼得前书第二章第五节，你们来到主面前，也就像是活石，被建造成灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所喜悦的灵祭。
First Peter chapter 2 verse, you also like living stones are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices.Acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
So we also have a living
stone.
我们每一个人都是建造神殿的材料。
We are all material for the temple of God.
每一个人都是神所拣选侍奉他的祭司。
All of us believers are chosen of God to be His servants.
弟兄姊妹，脱掉我们污秽的衣裳。
Brothers and sisters, take off our filthy robes.
让神的圣洁的衣裳披戴我们。
To be clothed more with God's holy robe.
让圣洁的冠冕戴在我们的头上。
That a holy crown can be put in our heads.
这个圣洁的衣裳可能是耶稣基督的紫袍。
This holy garment might be Jesus Christ's own purple robe.
圣洁的冠冕可能是他荆棘的冠冕。
This crown of glorious crown of ours can be the crown of thorns.
借着这一切的事情来制造我们。
He will use all kinds of situations to build us.
只等到他显现的日子。
Until the day of his reappearing.
我们翻到下一页。
Let's go to the next page.
PowerPoint.
In my slides.
我们为什么要重建？我们今天为什么在这儿聚会？以色列人为什么要重新建
？Why do we have to rebuild the temple? Why do we have to gather here?
他们第一次重建的时候是为了迎接主的再来，第一次的来。
The first time they rebuilt the built the temple was to welcome the Lord's return.
Not return, first come of the Lord.
The first coming of the Lord.
也是为了迎接他第二次的再来。
And also the second time of his coming.
今天主已经来了。
Today the Lord has already come.
我们今天在这里聚会干嘛？
Why are we gathering here?
在哪里聚会不行？
Why can't we just do it anywhere?
前段时间我在不讲了，华人教会很多
，many many Asian churches，
到处都可以有聚会
，there's gatherings and churches for Asians everywhere。
但是我们不要失去了我们从前那个目标，
We
原因
must ，not lose sight of the vision and the reason for our original gathering。
这个图像不像以色列人 70年被掳的样子。
This picture is it not unlike a picture of the 70 years of being taken captive?
这个图像不像我们现在的样子？
Is it not like our current predicament?
这是美国女子四乘一百米接力赛在2016年未能成功的一个图片。
This is the failed race of a USA women's 4x100 race in 2016.
Olympic.
Oh, in the Olympics.
Any race, Olympic.
Not any race, the actual Olympics.
他们在这个接棒的时候，这个棒掉了。
When they were making the exchange, the baton fell.
按照他们的所有的技巧，所有训练里面，世界上没有在那个时候啊，没有任何一队可以胜过美国队。
According to their training, no one in the world could compete with USA at that point.
这件事情发生的时候，整个世界都张大了嘴巴。
But when this happened, everybody in the world got very vocal.
这四个运动员，我不相信他们之后还有第二次可以再跑一次奥林匹克。
I doubt that these people got a second chance to run it. Failure.
经过这次之后，后来你知道赢那个世界冠军都是 Jamaica。
The people that won the race behind USA turned out to be people from Jamaica。
中国队最近男子女子啊都跑得蛮快的。
From China, the men relay race, the women relay race, they're all running pretty fast。
你知道的比赛的最讨厌的两个名次就是一个是银牌，最讨厌。
There are two things that are very annoying in a competition. One is a silver medal.
第二个就是第四名。
And the other most annoying thing is being fourth place.
我们中国的男子女子队啊，都很厉害，都是第四名啊，这是让我，这是另外跟我讲到没关系啊，都是第四名，所以很伤感情，你知道吗？
So just digressing a bit, our countrymen, we always get fourth for some reason. It's very annoying.
但是有的时候你发现我们好像在这里服侍我们永远是第四名，你知道有没有那种感觉？
I feel like sometimes when we're serving here, it kind of feels like we're always fourth place too.
很辛苦，我们没结果。
It's very, very strenuous and hard, but no fruit.
第四名，但是在这个撒加利亚书那里面，神给我们不同的、不一样的应许。
But in Zechariah, God gave a different kind of promise.
在哈该书是说，你们看看你自己有没有在栽种的种子。
In Haggai, God warns, have you lost any?
You have the seed to plant.
Do you have any seeds you have to plant?
You have no seeds. They have no seeds to plant, right?
Oh, it was sarcastic. There are no seeds that they can plant.
就是你们仓里面有没有一些果干呢？
In your storehouses, are there any grains or anything that you have to spare?
没有。
No. Nope.
在亚述这里面，他说你要第十节，那里说你要请你的邻舍在葡萄树和无花果树下。
In Zechariah 3 verse 10 says, in that if you labor to sit under your vine and fig tree.
这是我们家的葡萄树啊，葡萄枝啊。
This is a grape branch from the grape tree.
我们家葡萄树有它的敌人，就是鹿啊。
It's from our house, and its primary enemy are deers.
今年接了大概十几串比较大的。
We got a ten. How do you say
clusters?
Ten or so clusters of grapes.
我们 vacation 回来全被吃光了啊。
When we came back from wherever we went, they were all eaten.
唯一的一点点葡萄在这里啊，很可怜啊。
The only grape that's left behind is that little cluster right there.
这个太小了，这个鹿看不见，没吃。
So small, the deer doesn't even eat it.
所以今天我唯一的把它剪下来献给神啊，
出
熟的果子啊。
So I'm gonna give this, offer this to the Lord.
好像是我们的果子一样，等一下我请你吃啊。
I'm afraid it's too sour.
这个葡萄，你知道这个葡萄叫名字叫什么吗？
Do you know the name of that kind of grape?
这个葡萄的名字叫依靠 Reliance grape.
The technical term for the grape is called Reliance grape.
当时我买这个葡萄树就是因为其他的名字叫 Reliance, 我们依靠主。
I bought that grape for that very reason. It's because of its name.
特点就是当它成熟的时候啊，你看它的颜色，等一下大家看啊，它会有不同的颜色在每个葡萄上面。
What's special about it is that when the grape matures, you'll see it later. We get a spectrum of colors.
这里面现在的绿变成紫。
Some green have gone purple.
慢慢成熟的时候，这它已经承受不了了，被我剪下来了。
You know,
慢慢
for those that mature, at least these of course can't.
绿紫红在一串里面。
Sometimes on the same cluster, you'll see, green, orange, and purple on the same cluster.
这是我们属灵的果子啊！想想我们属灵美丽的。
Think about our spiritual fruit. It's quite beautiful.
我们楼下你知道吗？李前清姊妹正在教属灵的果子。第二个果子 joy 今天。
Well, downstairs we're planting a second set, and they're called joy.
这什么叶子？
Kind of leaf is this?
无花果，我们家什么都有。
Fig leaves.
今天早上发现有一个果子熟了，这可以，它可以吃啊。
This morning I found one fruit from that tree.
那个。有一天我们你知道我们家那个树是我们搬到从一个很阴的地方搬到凉的地方所以它可以结出果子来。
So our tree, we moved it from somewhere very, away from the sun to somewhere, that gets more sunlight. So that's why it could bear something.
要时间。
Needs time.
建殿三年半的时间。
3.5 years to build that temple.
我们需要时间。
We need time.
我们不晓得是三年半还是两年半还是一年半。
Don't know if it's 3.5 years, 2, or 1 year.
但是在这个过程之中。
But in that process.
弟兄姊妹我们要刚强。
We must be strong, brothers and sisters.
翻到下一页。
Next page.
那我们现在还有点时间我就上面我有应该有个 link, 请大家 click 一下我们一起看一下这个 video。
With a little time we have left, let's click on the link, we'll see that short video.
这个弟兄叫 West, Brother West was a Wesley.
There is a brother called Wesley.
他是两年前在英文福音营里面我们一起服侍的一个弟兄。
It was someone I co-worked with 2 years ago in an English gospel meeting or something.
你去看一下那个 YouTube 好吗？
Might have to click on the yellow link.
英文的那边。
Click on the yellow yeah, part for the link.
可以吗？可以啊，好，你就 present 一下那个英文那个。
One moment, we'll launch the video.
他是讲英文的。
It's an English speaker.
我尽量帮大家翻译啊。
I'll try to translate on the go.
Tells us all through scripture, remember, remember, remember what I did, remember who I am. When I can regularly see who he is and what he's done, that gives me the faith to move forward. We have a family treasure box with all kinds of treasures in it. But we just regularly mark some of them as just a little piece of paper. And we say, hey, what have you seen God do in the last week or the last month?
在这些里面看神真的做了什么。
From Dr. Zerbe, he's one of the first guys to disciple me. Dear Wes and Karen, I hope this helps you a little with your debt. I've always appreciated your dedication and love for the Lord. And he gave us some money to help us pay off some debt.
就是有一些是有帮助他付掉他一些债。
That's what you're thankful for?
You
know, we get a little taste for how he can supply, and then we're hungry for how he can supply again. People look at our lives and they go, man, Lord just provides, Lord does this incredible stuff. And I say, we are not special. Just taste and see. God is so good. And when you get a bite of what he has to offer, you very quickly lose a taste.For the things that you wanted and you desired and you were chasing after. And what a world difference. We've seen it in ourselves and we've watched him do it over and over again with other people. And, you know, you see these phrases in scripture of a friend of God, or David was a man after his own heart, and Jacob wrestled with God. And I said for a long time, I'm the guy who's intimate with a God who makes a young man old. When I was 23, they found this abnormality in my kidneys, and it turned out I needed a kidney transplant. So in 2010, my brother Steve gave me a perfect matched kidney. It functioned great, and it died 6 days later. So I went on dialysis for over a year. And then in 2011, I got a cadaver kidney. And then I'm on anti-rejection medicine. One of the things that they tell you is the anti-rejection medicine can cause cancer. This past August, we found out that my kidney medicines have caused esophageal cancer. And by the time they found it, it was not only in my esophagus, but it was in my liver and my lymph nodes. So it's incurable, according to man. And they started me on chemo treatments right away. The first 4 months have not yielded what we want. It's not stopping the cancer. So this January, we started a new round, and we're having complications with that. So at this point, we just kind of say, we don't know what the timeline is, but that's what we've been told. In one sense, it really doesn't change anything. We just continue living day to day, saying, what do you have for me today, Lord? If he wants to heal me, great. If not, what do I do today? What do I do today? And I believe that's what we're called to. My hope and dream would be that my family and those that I've had the privilege of working with would continue that on, and that they would make disciples that make disciples that make disciples. Jesus continually told us to make disciples was the last thing he said, which includes spiritual disciplines. It includes generosity. It includes worship. It includes reading my Bible. These are all things that a disciple does. The Lord took my health, and it's built an intimacy with the Lord that I wouldn't change for the world. I really wouldn't. God has continued to be faithful in our life. He's got a better plan than I could ever come up with, whether I'm on the planet with my family or not. I believe that. It's hard to live it sometimes, but most of the time, it's easier than you'd think when you have a track record with the Lord. It is powerful, powerful, powerful just to regularly look back and somehow make a mark. This is who God is, and this is what he did. For those who fear the Lord, there is no bad news. Dawn always comes in the darkness for those who trust the Lord. There's no bad news. All right, here's the news for today. Let's march forward.
This brother in his own protective shell, there are many things worth remembering. Reading through Haggai and Zechariah, there are also journals of rebuilding. So this guy, he remembers. So this guy remembers which year, which week, which day. He remembers very clearly. So we have to often come before our Lord. He counts our days. So this guy, last year, he was still the English speaker for Gospel Camp.
21年6月20号的时候, 他被主接走,
but on June 20th of last year,
本来说, 他说, he was,
the Lord took him away. He originally said, I'm going to give you some recordings.
如果我走了,
He said, if I go, if the Lord takes me, then just use these recordings.
但是在主的恩典和他的安排的里面，他也没有机会录这两堂的录音。
But in Lord's timing and arrangement, he didn't have a chance to do that.
回到前面一页。
Go back to the previous slide.
在他的去世的之后之前。
Before he died,
他家预备了四个接力棒。
His house family prepared four batons.
给他的妻子，给他的三个孩子。
To give to his wife and three kids.
上面写了对他们鼓励的话。
On each baton is written a few words for each of those four people.
还有这位服侍主的父亲对他们的期望。
An encouragement and hope from him for them.
包括一些他没有做完的工作。
Included. So it were some tasks that he didn't get a chance to finish.
这个他们住在Ohio那边是一个很多摩门教人待的地方。He
lives in Ohio, which is very...
爱德华。
Oh, not Ohio, but he lives in Iowa, where Mormonism takes a great presence.
那对不起，爱德华州，爱德华。
So his daughter preached the gospel in the Mormon church. And then during summer, they have many short missions outside of their region. I think this is a baton that this brother Wesley, gave to his daughter.
这个接力棒跟我第一个接力棒那个不太一样，这已经接住了，对不对？
This stick is a little different than the one we showed in the beginning, where here both hands are on it.
刚刚的美国队掉的那些跟又不一样。The
picture you saw earlier where they dropped the baton is again a third case.
我们都应该在这个接力棒的状态下面。
We should all be in this kind of handoff.
这个接力棒不是前面的年长的弟兄给我们的。
It is not a baton that a very, very mature grown Christian that hands to us.
可能在一些事情的安排上可能好像是这个样子。
In many arrangements, it might appear that way.
也不是父亲给女的。
It's also not a father's giving it to the children.
而是神给我们每个人的。
But it's God giving it to us individually.
你有没有接住？
Did you grab a hold of it?
你有没有抓住？
Did you grasp it?
你有没有开始预跑了？
Have you started running ahead?
我们要重新思想。
We have to think about it.
我们一起用何西阿书的第六章第一节到第三节做我们最后结束我们的祷告。
Let's use Hosea chapter 6. And the first three verses, Hosea chapter 6, 1 to 3, as our final passage and prayer.
我们一起读好吗?
Let's read together then.
中文一起读,
together
来吧,
in both languages. Come, let us return to the Lord. He has torn us
他撕裂我们,
to pieces,
也必医治,
but he will heal
他打伤我们,
us. He has injured us, but he will bind up our wounds.
过了两天,
After 2 days, he will revive us. On the third day, he will restore us, that we may live in his presence. Let us acknowledge the Lord. Let us press on to acknowledge him. As surely as the sun rises, he will appear. He will come to us like the winter rains, like the spring rains that waters the earth. Let this phrase come, let us return to the Lord, be of help to us.
好，我们就听到这，谢谢。